XCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The back-and-forth Chiefs-Bills game came down to a field goal.
You can call it a whatever you want. Three Chief, a Chief Pete, whatever it is. They're about to head to New Orleans to explore the opportunity to reach a level that's never been seen before, Tony, in the history of the NFL. Chance at three consecutive Super Bowl titles.
Yeah, Jim Nance on CBS. Kansas City beat Buffalo just 32-29, and Eagles fans are also celebrating their team's 55-23 trouncing of the Commanders.
It was great, you know. We scored 55 points in an NFC Championship game, one of the most ever. We locked it down on defense. They only scored 23. It was a great all-around game from the Eagles there.
The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. In Southern California, rain has soaked some areas scarred by wildfires, raising concern about mudslides. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen from Altadena.
L.A. County public work crews set up K-rails along homes in the burn scar area and put out sandbags for extra protection. At one of the free pickup sites Sunday, sand-filled bags were packed and ready for anyone who needed them. Once the rain clears, families like the Livers are focused on moving forward and rebuilding, no matter the challenges ahead.
On with our lives.
A team from the Red Cross will be out in the neighborhood giving anyone cleanup supplies. They have big wagons filled with buckets and mops and gloves.
The White House says Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including unrestricted acceptance of deported migrants. CBS's Camilo Montoyo Galvez.
This really underscores how the administration is really aggressively and quickly moving to accomplish this goal of not only overseeing the largest deportation operation in American history, but overseeing a sweeping crackdown on immigration. And now we know that they are willing to take unprecedented steps to accomplish it.
Earlier, Trump had threatened a 25% tariff increase on Colombia for blocking U.S. military jets from landing. Vice President Vance talked about the crackdown by Immigration and Customs Enforcement during an interview on CBS's Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
We empowered law enforcement to enforce the law everywhere to protect Americans.
Effect, a chilling effect, arguably, to people to not send their kids to school.
I desperately hope it has a chilling effect on illegal immigrants.
The foreign aid pause ordered by Secretary of State Rubio will cause a stoppage of funding for the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, or PEPFAR. That could interrupt the provision of antiviral medications for millions. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Just after 8 o'clock here in Madison, welcome everybody to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can also see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Ooh, we got a big hour of stuff coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Right now, a double dip of a brand new band that I just discovered. They are called Psycho Swank. This song is called Back Up, Baby Jesus. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. But I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Got ushered down a side aisle. It was not the same balloon. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same balloon. Didn't have the same style. I got ushered down a side aisle. I got ushered down a side aisle. The baby Jesus, Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. But I got the backup, baby Jesus.
got the backup priest. I got the backup baby Jesus. Missed my chance at release. And it was not the same again. Been waiting from the altar all the while. It was not the same. Now if you kiss the baby Jesus, then it's true remorse you show. Angels on high surely please us, but if it's a phony, they will know. And it was not the same again. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same again. Just didn't have the same style. Cause I got a shoot down a side eye. 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 Stretches ever long. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I ain't dead yet, but I'm dealing with a little rust. But you know I believe I was Superman. You should have seen my motor go. I understood flow. I didn't know.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some brand new funk and roll for you. That's Cycle Swank out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's their song called Superman. Back Up Baby Jesus before that. Now, that album, you can find it on Bandcamp. I believe it's their first one. And it came out back in November. I just found it, though. And I was blown away after listening to the whole thing. It features Graham Cody. He's the main singer-songwriter on the whole album. Some of the songs features Dave Adler on keyboards, also Tony Castaneda playing some congos on the album. And you can see them perform live Wednesday, February 19th at the Red Rooster. Cycle Swank. I love it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up on the big show still. Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz have a great conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. Paul Flipowitz is one of those guys you just want to sit down and have a beer with, talk about some blues. He's a Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, and he's a heck of a nice guy, too. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Next hour, Or Does It Explode? They got a brand new album out. They're going to be in studio for an interview. We'll have a chat with them and play some of their new music. And of course, Rob Roberts after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Just around the corner, we got some After August coming up. They have a show coming up that I'll have all the details for. Also music from The Rascal Theory, Dogtown Hollow. Right now it's The Periodicals. They got a show coming up Thursday, February 13th at the High Noon Saloon. It's called Galentine's Day 2 for guys, gals, and pals. It's featuring The Periodicals, Radish, Muscle Memory, and DJ Sarah Akua. Here are The Periodicals, I Can't Stop on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. age 22 from my gazetteer. Out only yet to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. Like the February winds on a main highway. Steel blue eyes just like the sky. Up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride. An army jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching the town. World's spinning round. Still coming down. Riding a smoke. When it went up and made it, ain't no joke. We gonna do that Kennebec stroll. Yeah, we wanna watch him roll, roll, roll. Oh, he's hitching the town. World's spinning round. He's coming down.
Civic Media. We are local music. Love Dogtown Hollow from Madison, Wisconsin. That was Gohegan Bound off their latest album. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. After August, they have a show coming up Sunday, February 16th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, playing with Golden Joining. Here is After August and their song River of Pines. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
look me straight in the eye, iris eyed indeed. Just goes to show you never can know what things will be. So hold to my hand.
Job. but she only wanted company. For a few fun hours, she won't cut a flower. Never been a cup of tea, never been a cup of tea, no.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory and Cup of Tea. And after August before that with River of Pines. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday evening. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, or does it explode? Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company in Madison's East Side. They're making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations from their brewers, and plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get all the details right now at carbon4.com. That's carbon, the number 4.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Can't you do it now? you're gonna knock your head off. Look out now. I'll tell you about it. Better duck now.
I would like to welcome to the show Paul Filipowicz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What can you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So and so it's a mover and a shaker. And it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for, what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing, is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, oh, come on, play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks, or come on, play some rock and roll gigs. I'm going like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that, because that's not what I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And vividly, I can still remember it. To this day, that it was calling me, and the guys were I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me. And I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. and then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015, and then that was like a real eye-opener that, you know, like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
So, how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was very interesting that, you know, when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. But then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. And that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know.
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know. I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know.
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was, he was a trumpet and cornet player in, like, big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, and they both, and, you know, and we all sang in church. You know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke-down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, "Shut up, Paulie," you know. And I'd be going, "Yeah, but I got a song here," you know. And so, you know, it pays off because I can, you know, I can come up with songs. You know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff. And it's the stories of. It's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Little honey, if you only speak some kind words about me, my phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. Picked up the receiver, the party says, James Earl Tate, There's another mule kicking in your stall. Kicking in your stall.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music there. That's Tate and the Double Eight Band and Long Distance Call. Paul Flipowitz before that. Thanks to Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz for stopping in, giving us a great conversation. Don't forget, you grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com or at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. Radio page. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of the Broken Boards. They got a show coming up. We're going to tell you all about it. It's called the Winter Surf Party here in Madison. Plus, we're going to have a chat with Or Does It Explode. They're going to be in studio next hour. Looking forward to meeting that band and getting their new music on the air here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I've got some electrophonic for you. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. Music in motion could bring out some new vibe devotion. Unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brand new sheets called reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. Up in the garden of fallen Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town.
Some new found devotion. I'm wanting. Taking my cues from those brandishing star reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Place or time. No, 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 no.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The back-and-forth Chiefs-Bills game came down to a field goal.
You can call it a whatever you want. Three Chief, a Chief Pete, whatever it is. They're about to head to New Orleans to explore the opportunity to reach a level that's never been seen before, Tony, in the history of the NFL. A chance at three consecutive Super Bowl titles.
Yeah, Jim Nantz on CBS. Kansas City beat Buffalo just 32-29, and Eagles fans are also celebrating their team's 55-23 trouncing of the Commanders.
It was great. You know-